is then trusting in God to win the victory. Now, Jesus is not saying, if you can't win, then give up. That is, if you can't depend on your own strength to win, give up. Discipleship is not depending on your own strength. Now, that is where the challenge of faith is. Because now, if you have to meet an enemy that is twice as strong as you are, the only thing left to do is to trust in God. It is the challenge of faith to win the battle. And so, we find this very beautifully stated like this. In Mark chapter 9, verses 22 and 23, we read about the father who has a boy who is possessed. You remember that? And the father came to the Lord Jesus because the disciples were not able to cast out the demon. The disciples failed. And the father came to Jesus rather despairing of any chance of success. And he said to Jesus, if you can do anything, I beg of you, heal my son. And what was Jesus' reply? Jesus' reply was this: it's not the question whether I can do anything. The question is whether you can believe. Now that is the challenge of discipleship. It is not the question whether Jesus can give you the victory. The question is, have you got the faith in Jesus to claim that victory? That is the faith of this. That is the challenge of discipleship. Can you meet that challenge? If I were a commanding general and my men were outnumbered 2-1, I would have to go forth in faith to win this battle. I would have to say, Lord, I am outnumbered. My enemies are twice as strong as I am. In terms of military statistics, I have no chance to win this battle. But in your strength, Lord, I will go. That is faith. A person who cannot do that in faith will surrender. Jesus said, you have to make the decision. Have you got the faith to trust God to give you the victory? Or will you surrender now? If you surrender now, do it now. Don't do it when you are beaten later on. So in closing, let me illustrate this point from the Old Testament, which is so beautiful. The battle of Gideon against the Midianites. And the reason why I choose this is because Gideon had 10,000 men. And I wonder whether Jesus was thinking precisely about this point. Gideon had an army of 10,000 men to fight the Midianites. And the Midianites had how many men? Oh, the odds were even greater. The Midianites had 135,000 men. 135,000 men against 10,000 men. How's that for odds? That means every Israelite would be fighting 13-1. Now the odds are hopeless. Absolutely hopeless. How can you go to war with 10,000 soldiers, no matter how good your soldiers are, how well trained they are, to fight an army that is 13 times larger than yours, 135,000 men? You read all that in Judges chapter 7. And you know what Gideon did? He surrendered. No. So what did he do? What did he do? He rose to the challenge of faith. You know, he started out actually with 22,000 men. And he cut the number down to 10,000 of his own choice. He said to the armies of Israel, he said, any man who is afraid to go to war, any man who trembles at the sight of the enemy, 135,000 men out there, you go home now. Now is the time to go. And you know how many left? 12,000 men chickened out. 12,000 chickened out. 10,000 men stayed back. Gideon was going to win the war against hopeless odds with 10,000 men. Why? Because he's a wonderful general? No. Because he trusted in God. My God shall give me the victory. If I had to go 13-1 or 200-1, I would still win because my God gives me the victory. Gideon, that is faith. Faith is not some empty hands getting a free present. Faith is the relationship to God that trusts him. You will get me through, Lord. That is faith in the Bible, not some free gift offering. So what happened? So Gideon won the war with 10,000 men. No, let me tell you, he won the war with 300 men. How's that for cutting down the odds some more? Huh? or increasing the odds, I should say. 300 against 135,000 men, are you out of your mind? No. God said to Gideon, you know your army is too big. What? Gideon said, you know God, that they outnumber us 30. I mean, surely you can see how many people they got. God said to Gideon, you've got too many men. You've got 10,000 men. Too many. Why? Because when you win the battle, you might say, well, 10,000 was better than the 135,000. I want to win this battle with 300 men. I think Gideon was sweating by now. I mean, he had faith. He had faith, 10,000 men in God, but God challenged his faith. What about 300 against 135,000? How about that? And God did it. That is called the challenge of faith. Faith is not for cowards. Faith are not for people who want bargains, free gifts. If that's faith, you'll get it maybe in a church somewhere. But that's not the faith of the Bible. And that is not the faith that is preached in this church. I shall not preach free gifts. I have nothing to give away. I have only the call of Jesus, that becoming a disciple will cost you everything. Nothing less than everything. Not 1 cent less than everything. That is the call of Jesus. Have you got the faith to rise up to his call? If you have not, then Christianity is not for you. Salvation is not for you. Jesus has no free gifts to offer. I hope you fully understand this and that I have laid this clear. This is not a crowd-pleasing message. Jesus didn't come to please the crowd. He turned to these crowds and said, now I'll tell you what it means to be disciples. And you consider whether you have the faith to rise to this challenge. As God called Abraham before to leave everything and follow him, so Jesus calls you today to turn your back upon the world and follow him. And faith is the path to salvation. Faith. You need to meet the challenge of faith and say, Lord, I cannot do it. I cannot. I cannot with 10,000 men beat 20,000 men. I haven't got the means to finish this power. I haven't got the means. I haven't got enough. But I will rise because you have called me, Lord. Then like Gideon, I will say, yes, Lord. Since you have called me, I will do it. I will go. Then you will be a disciple. I would to God that this church would become a church of disciples. Jesus doesn't want converts. He doesn't want a collection of people who come for free gifts. He has called forth an army of disciples to go to this war, a war for righteousness and truth. May God grant you the grace to rise to this call of discipleship.